So welcome to the Health Informatics and Information Technology session today on human-computer interfaces, data integration, and analysis. So let me give, since it's a small audience, does everyone in the room have a background in IT, information technology, health informatics, and information, health information technology? No. Medical doctors in the room, public health, everybody's public health. All right. A little bit about myself. I'm president and CEO of a biomedical company, Juxtopia, and also chair of biotechnology at a local college, and have been doing health informatics and information technology research for about 12 years. So welcome to this session. There's going to be a lot of interesting talks. This is one of my favorite presentations or sessions or topics on how the human interfaces with computer technology to advance, in this case, public health informatics. Our first session is from Deborah, right? She is presenting on using SMS to automate data collection and deliver health promotion messages. So without further ado, we're going to have Deborah.
Is it just page down?
Yep, page down.
Okay.
If you need your help, I'm up right in the front.
Okay, thank you. Morning, everyone. Is this picking up okay? It's kind of in my eyeball, but that's fine. And the screen totally blocks everybody over there because I'm so short. Good morning. So today I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about BeFit with Friends. It's a grant that was funded through the National Institute for Minority Health and Health Disparities through stimulus monies a couple years ago. And we wanted to develop a physical activity intervention for adolescent girls who lived in an urban neighborhood in San Antonio, Texas. And we wanted to incorporate new media. And so we partnered with the Department of Engineering from UTSA. And David Akopian is a professor at the University of Texas, San Antonio, in the Department of Engineering. And he and I are collaborating on this initiative. My name's Deborah Parra-Medina, and I'm at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio. So we're the health promotion people, and David's team is the engineering group. David couldn't be here today, so I am going to be presenting on his behalf. And so if there's any technical questions, I'll forward them to David. There's no disclosures. So just a little bit about what I will be talking about today, a little bit about mobile health, cell phone penetration, why we selected that as a tool for targeting our audience, an evaluation of existing SMS tools that were available, and why we decided that we needed to create a specialized tool for our intervention called Message Space, and how we applied it in our study. So mHealth basically is using mobile communications such as PDAs and mobile phones for health services and information. This is a growing area of research in public health. And we see six major areas where this technology is being applied, including education and health promotion, which is the area I work in, but also remote data collection, health monitoring, diagnostic treatment support, and other kinds of information tracking in the field. When I wanted to initiate this program, it seemed like everybody has text messaging, so it should be simple. But when you start to try to implement a program, you realize that the telephone market is very diverse and it's not very stable. So what these tables show is the market share for various types of phones. And as you can see, from 2009 on the right to 2010, most of these phones lost market share. And there's increasing diversity. And even if you look at smartphone sales, you can see that also there's increasing diversity with many of them, in particular Android, increasing in its applications. There's high penetration of cell phones, not only in developing countries, but also in the United States. And we decided to use simple text messaging because one is accessible on all phones. We didn't have to rely on smartphones. 98% of phones on the market now are text messaging capable. It doesn't require a data plan. And our audience, of course, was adolescent girls. So many of the younger population, their parents aren't quite buying them data plans yet. We also thought it was simple and low cost, easy to use, and again, the popularity with youth. Currently, 75% of teens in the United States own a cell phone, and 72% of these are regular text messages. There's a typo here. It's supposed to say girls text more than boys. The average number of texts a girl sends per day are 80 compared to a boy who would send 30 SMS per day. Also, we are beginning to see that the mobile phones are bridging the digital divide, in particular for minority populations. 44% of black teens and 35% of Hispanic teens access the internet using their cell phones. So what we wanted to do was develop a text mess intervention that would support physical activity intervention. We conducted a feasibility study with 30 Hispanic girls. Our behavioral goal was to increase physical activity to 60 minutes per day and to decrease sedentary behavior. Basically, the BFF program, in a nutshell, is a curriculum with 9 educational sessions that's delivered through Girl Scouts of Southwest Texas. Each educational session is combined with what we call a mobile physical activity unit. And this introduces girls to activities that they could do at home, such as We Fit, Connect. They can use DVDs and practice new skills in a safe environment. But the program, we also wanted to connect families and girls to existing community resources. So we planned community events and tried to connect girls with, say, for example, archery lessons and golf and a variety of things that already exist in the community. And we did that using SMS and Facebook. We conducted a needs assessment prior to planning this program, and we did a media survey, and we found that our population did have high access to cell phones and used Facebook quite frequently. We used SMS to send broadcast messages for event reminders, cues to action, fit facts, but we also incorporated polls, meaning we would send out a query and get responses and provide tailored feedback. So in order to be able to do the text messaging component, we basically would talk to David Akopian, the engineer, and said, well, we want to do X, Y, and Z. Like, we want to send out a text, ask girls to vote on something, and then send them corrective feedback. Kind of like American Idol, right, or something like that. And he's like, okay. And I said, I also want to be able to track girls' individual responses over time, longitudinally. And he's like, okay, we can do that. And so he went out and looked at existing SMS tools to identify which ones we could potentially use to conduct our media campaign. And as he looked at the variety of tools available at the time, he found that there were lots of limitations with respect to being able to use them for our research study. Privacy concerns, and in particular, being able to track individuals longitudinally was a problem in these existing tools. So he developed Message Space, and it's basically a messaging system that you can reconfigure depending on your intervention needs. It can also collect data and track participants. It has features that allow you to group participants based on characteristics. You can create broadcasts and polls. You can schedule these immediately or for the future. It also allows you to define attributes for individuals and use those attributes to group people. So I can send messages to intervention versus control, people who are at early stages of behavior change by gender, parent, daughters, program coordinators, etc. It also tracks the messaging history for every participant, what they received, what they didn't receive, if they responded to polls. Another thing, it does parallel polls, so we can run simultaneous polls at the same time. We don't have to run one at a time or sequentially. And it initially started as a standalone program in his lab, but now he's created a web-based interface for us. So I'm going to show you just a little bit about Message Space. He calls it software as service. And here you can see that basically we're the system users. We interface with the data management system. And there's different ways of connecting to the SMS server service center to send the messages out to the clients. Basically, We connect through the web to this website called Message Space, and he manages the database. And then the messaging service is constantly looking to see if there's any messages that are ready to send out or any messages are coming in, and then processes them appropriately. So the Message Space webpage allows an administrator, a manager, or participants, these are the main roles we have right now, to access Message Space, and there's role-based access controls. Participants can register themselves, or a program administrator can register them. So we're going to be testing, kind of promoting our link on a website or on posters to see if we can get people to self-register into the database. Thank you. We also can define a variety of attributes such as gender, intervention, conditions, as I mentioned before. We can use strings, dichotomies, or numbers. We can also, again, manage and look at individual participant accounts and update them on a form. Grouping logic, again, it allows us to create subsets of people that we want to send messages to. We can create broadcast messages and then save those for later use, or we can also send them immediately. This screen here shows the polling where we create the question and put in the different options that the people would use to vote on the response. And this is a scheduling feature where we select the group that we want to get the message, which message we want, and then also do we want to send it immediately or schedule it for a future delivery. This shows how we can get a report of every message that was sent and the outcome of every message, as well as we can get poll responses. So one of the things we wanted to do was when the people send feedback, we wanted to analyze that quickly and send back corrective feedback. So we can see the responses, and we can also export this immediately to Excel and provide brief analysis. He also created a brief analysis tool that I'm not presenting here, so we can get quick frequencies and things like that by attribute as well. One thing that we noticed is that, in particular in the polling, we would get digit errors when the people would vote, and we would have problems processing them. So he has added a layer now where it includes error corrections so that the system can now recognize if there's a single error, and it'll autocorrect it. Otherwise, it will send a request to resend the response, which has kind of helped with the completeness and accuracy of our data. So we also have a variety of solutions with respect to the messaging volumes that we need. For example, you can use a modem if you just need to send about 10 messages per minute. If you want larger campaigns, sending, say, 600 messages, you can use a SMPP provider. Or if you want to go, we haven't gotten anywhere to the level of 1,000 messages per minute. And then it would require different kinds of solutions because we'd probably have to go to like AT&T or another provider. So basically, we did enroll these 30 girls. 26 of the girls that enrolled actually received the text messages. 19% of them did not respond to any of the polls that we sent to them. 21 of the girls actually responded to at least one poll. Of the girls that responded to polls, on average, they responded to 33% or 7 polls. And basically, we feel like we had good participation from the girls. Of course, we're still developing this system and modifying as we go, but we think it offers a really good solution for people who want to incorporate text messaging into their health promotion campaigns. And also, another aspect which I'll be talking about in the next session is all the privacy configurations and IRB control processes that he has built in order to accommodate the research aspects of this program as well. Thank you. Are we going to take questions now? Is there any questions? Are there any questions? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously, he built it virtually. At some point, as you said, that you know you haven't had the capacity to have to go virtual. But is that something that you guys are thinking about, is clouding or anything like that?
Yes, I mean. I believe so. Like I said, we're just starting. We've just scaled it up now to 100 girls that we're testing the system with. And, you know, we still haven't even started to scale it up at that level. But I imagine, like I said, that's his realm, and he would I don't know what kind of privacy issues we would have when we move to that level. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Software as service, I believe. Yeah. So I know that he's very interested in having other people use it and apply it. So definitely people are interested in utilizing it. I think he would be very interested in supporting that.